The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Shalom, shalom, Rolene. How are you this afternoon?
Shalom, Shavua Tov. All is good in the land and yourself.
Most well. I'm not so sure it's all that good with Malka Leifa, though.
Well, it's news that many in Australia and around the world have been waiting for 13 years and 6 years of a trial. Malka Leifa, the alleged child abuser who is wanted on 74 charges of child sex abuse, was extradited from Israel in the early hours of this morning and sent back to Australia, where she will face trial, and hopefully the victims of her alleged crimes will get some long-awaited justice. And this puts an end to this very, very dark chapter in our legal history.
Couldn't agree with you more. Didn't do yourselves favors, that's for sure. But maybe overall that might be well now.
I think it's a bit unfair to say we didn't do ourselves justice. I think we also have to understand that the wheels of the law, and especially in cases like this where you want to be very, very precise to make sure that at every level of investigations and every level in the courts is down to the absolute letters of the law. If we remember and we look back, she did try to claim various psychological issues, and there were appeal after appeal. And I think, you know, we also have to give some credit to Israel's Supreme Court and our district courts here for making sure that if we are going to give the victims of her alleged crimes justice, that we do it to the absolute, absolute letter of the law.
Point taken. I actually agree with you when you put it that way. Let's talk COVID and the fact that Israel apparently sealing off its airspace, Nekuda.
Well, to quote Prime Minister Netanyahu, we will be the first country to hermetically seal off our airspaces. So this morning, in the early hours before we sealed ourselves off, we put Malka on a flight back to Australia. But Israel has virtually closed off the airport and have stopped any inbound and outbound air traffic in an effort to try and stem what experts in the health ministry are seeing as cases of coronavirus, which are leading to the escalation or to the high infection rate. Having said that, we have a significant reduction in the amount of people over 60 who are being hospitalized if they have caught the virus. But this is our attempt, along with our groundbreaking world-leading vaccination rollout process, to try and put an end to the presence of this virus in our country. You know, one of the major tributes that we can put to the rising numbers is the British variant. Some within the health ministry reporting that there could be a variant coming in from California. The South African variant, not that many cases reported, although because it is highly contagious, you know, we are tightening lockdowns. There's a much, much heavier presence of police if you are out on the roads, if you are trying to travel between cities. There are a lot of machsomim or those checkpoints to make sure that people aren't traveling or aren't breaking lockdown. Very, very, very strict, highly enforced lockdown this time.
Excepting amongst the Haredi community, it seems, doesn't seem that the same rules quite apply.
Well, this is becoming a massive problem, and today we've heard from both Prime Minister Netanyahu, who says he will crack down on the Haredi community if need be. And I just also, I want to reiterate, it is not the whole community. It is elements or radical elements within the community that are responsible for this. And also very rarely, I mean, we don't often hear from the chief rabbis on these kind of issues, but Sephardi chief rabbi Chief Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef. He has condemned the rioters, which led to a bus being burnt last night. Thank goodness the driver was able to escape safely, and the police having to use stun grenades, and one policeman at one stage firing his weapon into the air to try and disperse the crowd who were pushing and shoving law enforcement. He said, and I'm going to quote him, he said he called them young delinquents and rioters who are desecrating God's name. And he says there is no justification for violent acts, and that should stop immediately, and that any kind of actions like these are not in the name of Torah. And he's called on the welfare authorities and municipal authorities to try and take care of rioters. And, you know, we don't often hear such strong words coming from a religious leader of in Israel, and this is in particular the Sephardi chief rabbi. For those of you who are maybe not familiar, Israel has two chief rabbis. We have Chief Rabbi Lau, not that chief rabbi. We have Chief Rabbi David Lau, not Chief Rabbi Meir Lau, a very, very special and treasured man whose son is now the Ashkenazi chief rabbi, and in this case, the Sephardi chief rabbi. But the prime minister saying, this will not be tolerated.
Well, unfortunately, it's almost been like an early birthday present for anti-Semites throughout Europe, because I don't know if you've been following the articles in the Times of Israel about the Alst Carnival in Brussels, or in Belgium, more correctly, where those who are not exactly pro-Jewish to begin with now saying, hey, Jew, the rules apply to you too. Nonsense. They're God's chosen people. That's what the cartoonists are saying. Have a heart. These people went through the Holocaust, so they're always allowed a little more than others. I mean, pretty shocking stuff.
Well, look, it is a difficult situation, and these kind of repugnant comments are made by people who also don't understand the community. And I'm not excusing the actions. We have to understand that these certain sects exist very, very much in a small, cut off from technology, very, very mistrustful of government officials, very, very attached to their religious leaders, and don't understand the severity of the situation that we find ourselves in. You know, the cartoonists, and I am of the thinking that very often when these kind of remarks are made, and especially when they make allusions to the Shoah, to the Holocaust, and we're only 2 days before International Holocaust Memorial Day, you know, it's kind of trying to absolve their guilty conscience for the disgusting way that they allowed their Jewish communities to be victims of genocide. They're trying to absolve themselves of that hideous crime against humanity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's also extremely, extremely disgusting to generalize a whole community like that. And, you know, I think we all, as much as possible, need to challenge wherever we see these kind of cartoons, wherever we see this kind of rhetoric. In fact, we shouldn't, it should be demanded of us to challenge any kind of hate speech. And this kind of speech is most definitely hate speech.
Rolene, let's talk in the short time remaining about normalization. What are the latest developments? Who's doing what?
Well, we have the Abraham Accords between Israel and Morocco officially ratified in the Knesset yesterday, which now makes it part of Israeli legislation. A great moment. And also a great moment taking place in Abu Dhabi yesterday. This is the second week of great inaugurations, and this is in no way an endorsement or a criticism of any American presidents, past or present. But the inauguration of our temporary embassy in Abu Dhabi, and the first of the new ambassador, Eitan Naer, who previously served in Turkey. This is his new area to represent Israel, and it's only a temporary embassy because we are waiting for a permanent residence. So this is the first of hopefully many. We will see a consular office in Dubai. We will see a liaison office in Rabat in Morocco, and we're looking forward to expanding our growing circle of peace.
Absolutely remarkable and wonderful. It's 5:30, Rolene. We unfortunately need to leave it there. I've got a news headlines, but you and I will chat same time tomorrow.
You better believe it.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.